Go for it.
All right. Go ahead and call this meeting to order. Everyone please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, and we are missing Greg Neff today. Public comment. This period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Does anybody have public comment at this time? All right. We will go to item number three. Approval of minutes for October 11, 2022.
I motion that we approve the minutes for October 11, 2022.
There's a motion to approve the minutes for October 11, 2022. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Approved in the affirmative. Agenda item number four, approval of the agenda for today, December 13th, 2022.
I make a motion to accept the agenda for December 13th, 2022.
There's a motion to accept the agenda for December 13th, 2022. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All in the affirmative. We'll go to our informational items. First, we'll receive a report from Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department. That's cool.
So, month of October, since y'all decided not to meet. Oh, yeah. Ken Smith, not to be confused with Henry Hoffman. October, 9 medical calls, 3 fires, 1 flight, 1 vehicle accident. Month of November, 14 medical, 3 fires, and 2 med flights.
A lot of flights.
Please be safe. That's it. I really got nothing else. We got a small group here tonight, so yeah. Preaching to the choir.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right.
We'll receive a report from Metro.
Henry Hoffman with Metro. We've got nothing really to report.
All right.
Questions?
Just kidding.
All right. Thank you. Report from Sandy Valley Schools. Basketball's in full swing. Girls are 4-0. Boys are 3-1. I know there's been a little bit of a delay on the new building, the new high school building, because of a well issue. The building itself looks like it'll be done here within the next few months, but the well issue's going to prolong that a little bit. The fields, however, should be up and usable within the next couple months, so that should mean baseball up on campus this year.
Wow.
So, as long as everything goes well.
We also had a big assembly with Mr. Ellis. He brought shoes for all the kids and some toys for pre-K through sixth grade. And also seniors this year are trying to go to, or they are, we already have some things in motion, Washington, D.C. for their senior trip. And it is expensive because I'm doing the itinerary and I'm doing all the paying of it. So any help would be great.
Volleyball's also doing a fundraiser for the volleyball team. They're doing a basket drawing, a dollar ticket. I'm going to set up at the post office so she can sell tickets for those people that don't want to come to the school. And then I'll be here in my office for tickets.
All right. We'll receive a report from Clark County Parks and Recreation.
Yay! Our second annual winter festival went well. Got lots of people there, lots of food. And hopefully everything will go well for doing it next year. And I think that's all I have.
All right. Thank you very much. Do we have anything from Valley Electric? No. Okay. And BLM's not here today. We'll receive a report from Clark County Administrative Services.
I don't have a whole lot. Public Works is hoping to start the pass first quarter. We'll see. Hopeful. One thing that I'll bring it up at our next meeting to get more input, but one thing that Rusty's wife and I had talked about a while back, and I hadn't been able to do it, was that it seems that there's a lot of people that move out here that don't necessarily know that they are in Clark County and they still have to follow rules about building permits and stuff. I think some don't care, but I think there's some that truly are, that don't know or are told that they don't have to, which I have gotten that from a couple of people that they're told they don't need permits. So it took me a while because the assistant didn't want to work with me on it. So I finally was able to get a list of all the property sales in Sandy Valley for the past 2 years. So I am going to put together a little welcome to the community packet to mail to all of them, and then like every quarter I'll be able to pull those sales and send it out. So I was hoping to get input on what you guys think is important to tell them. One thing is the post office. They provided me, remember they came a couple months ago and said about the struggles they've been having. So that's one thing I'm going to include, is their mailbox, you know, mailing address stuff. I want to include information about permits and any other thing we can think of that would be helpful for people to know.
Burning.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Let them know that their dogs can't run free.
Oh, yep. You know what? Animal control stuff.
Mm-hmm. Some pertinent phone numbers like animal control.
I'll do a little phone directory. Yeah.
Non-emergency phone numbers. Mm-hmm. Clark County development website stuff.
Yeah.
They have an emergency call 911 at the fire station.
Uh-huh. And don't post it on Facebook. Thank you. People are going to see it. Yeah. Oh, believe me, I get the same thing. My stuff is in emergencies, but up in Mount Charleston. Well, up at Mount Charleston, they're tagging me in posts. I'm like, we hope Megan's looking so she can see this. Got this thing, you know, you can get a hold of me this way. So, yeah, I hear you.
You might
want to
put the Sandy Mesquite meetings.
Oh yeah, meeting schedule. That would be good too. Yeah, meeting schedule. Mm-hmm. And I could put a link for Gail's newsletter, or you know how to get it, and like the senior breakfast, this pancake breakfast and stuff. Okay, cool.
We could have some businesses that adopt that welcome to community packet, and maybe you can have them pay for it.
Well, the county will do it, so I want to be careful with that because I may not know all the businesses and I would hate to leave somebody out.
Yeah.
So I think I'll keep it neutral with no businesses in it. Because I was thinking like we could put Chief Septic in there, but maybe there's another septic company that comes out too. I don't know. You know, I was thinking of resource type stuff, but I think I want to be careful with that and keep it more public information. You know, just I would hate to include something and it backfires, so try to keep it neutral. So anyway, if you think of other things, let me know. Think of things like when you first moved here, what was helpful, and hopefully this will help moving forward, that maybe it'll help some people to follow the rules. It's one step towards making things better. And then what else I said, and that's it.
Okay. We do not have any planning and zoning items, and we do not have any general business items, so we'll go to comments by the general public. Period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the council's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up, clearly state your name, and if any council, if any member of the council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or council by majority vote. Do we have any public comments? All right. Our next meeting date will be January 10th, 2023. This meeting is adjourned.